Republican New York State Assemblyman Pete Lopez called a special meeting this week in Schoharie to discuss long-term flood prevention.
Part of the effort to recover from flooding has really necessitated a discussion on resiliency for future events and how do we strengthen our communities, how do we engage in planning and capital projects and other sorts of investments, changes in land use requirements, changes in building design. How do we work to strengthen and protect families, homes, and property from future events?
Lopez invited a myriad of agencies and officials to the meeting, including the City of New York, various county flood committees, the Army Corps of Engineers, and others. Fellow Republican Congressman Chris Gibson agrees that current watershed policies need to be kept up to date to prepare for any significant events.
We've had 3 500-year floods in the last 6 years. And we have to be prepared. We have changing weather patterns, and we need to be prepared for that. So I'm joined with my colleagues at every level of government. We can take a look at what changes do we need to make with regard to floodplains, with regard to maintenance, with regard to other practices, including reservoir levels, so that we can at once deliver clean water and ensure justice for our constituents and for their interests.
Initial plans involve conducting a study that will encompass waterways throughout Greene County up through the Mohawk River in Montgomery County. Again, Assemblyman Pete Lopez.
This meeting was really a kickoff in the Schoharie Valley, Schoharie County, to focus on flood resiliency and begin a long-term comprehensive planning process that is coupled with urgent near-term remediation, but moves us in a direction of addressing releases from the Gilboa Dam, flash flooding, drainage issues, land use patterns, cell tower and other communications infrastructure.
Lopez credits Vermont's River Corridor and Floodplain Management Program as inspiration for his resiliency plan. Not too far away in Greene County, concerns are mounting about the water quality in the Catskill Creek. In 44% of samples taken during the past 2 years, the water was found to be unacceptably contaminated, according to officials. Village President Vincent Seeley.
We knew there was an issue, and that was the genesis of the lead sewer project, taking the our sewer line from the village of Catskill that starts or ends at the hospital, by the old hospital, goes all the way down to our Catskill Point where we have our sewage processing plant, take that line and run it all the way through Leeds and allow folks to connect into there. It's a large project. We need to get public support out there. We're going to need a lot of money to do this. It's upwards of $10 million to get this thing completely finished, but it is in the works.
Seeley is hopeful the new water quality data will fast-track plans to connect Leeds into the village's wastewater treatment system. Riverkeeper water quality advocate Tracy Brown is encouraged that communities are using the group's citizen water quality data.
We know that the town of Catskill and the village of Leeds are looking to get their community off of septic systems and onto municipal systems, and we're glad that our data is helping to support that investment and that decision. Riverkeeper's water quality studies on the tributaries throughout the Hudson are showing a consistently high level of fecal contamination in these waterways that run through our communities. And it's our expectation that we'll find as we continue these examinations that a lot of the fecal contamination in our community waterways come from old septic systems. New York State does not currently have a law that requires inspection of septic systems or maintenance of septic systems outside of when you're building or expanding and your building permit is in effect. We believe that there is contamination to groundwater across the state from unmaintained and overwhelmed septic systems. When we have flooding conditions and there's a lot of rain coming in, these overloaded septic fields rise up and will spill over into our local tributaries and make their way into the Hudson River and other waterways where people are swimming.
Back in Schoharie, the Resiliency Group plans to assemble at the end of July to hammer out budget issues pertaining to the study. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.